chicken.
Yeah,
got
you're
blown
right.
off
yeah.
the damn floor.
Totally.
And we got things to discuss. We've also got Greg Cosell in 1 hour. And all of you Dan Dibley fans know that this is the most nerve-wracking half hour of the entire week for him. We do it every Wednesday. He comes on. He talks about NFL tape and Suns dibs all at the same time. That's coming up in an hour.
2 weeks ago, he got sunned. And tonight, just so you know. Yeah, your boy brought the notes.
That's right. All right. So
Mobile notes. It's on, Cosell.
Will he bounce back? Right now, we've got Cosell at a lead of 2-1 as we head into round four. We've got tickets to give away.
Yep.
Not once, but twice. And I'm talking Warrior tickets. The Brooklyn Nets are going to be here on Monday, November 25th. Be listening at 3:30. And then again at 4:30, your two chances to win two pairs or one pair each, if you will, of tickets to that game. Your first chance is in 1 hour and 15 minutes. If you don't win there, you do it again at 4:30. And it's Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We are live at Thrive City. It's all brought to you by Xfinity. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, in the 5 o'clock hour, we qualify another listener for the trip in March to Vegas, the Scorpion Show, the flight, the room, all of it. So that is all happening today. And yet another Warrior game, which, whether Andrew Wiggins is in it or not, there's two things that we want to discuss and would love your input at 888-957-9570. And that is what to do with Lindy Waters, who in a smallest of samples looks as impressive as can be, and Jonathan Kuminga to the bench, how he looked, and then how he sounded about the move.
A little bit different and maybe a little bit disappointing, but I also give him a certain amount of grace being a younger player, and I don't think that he is at the point in his career where he's got that media savvy game. He's asked a question and he gives an honest answer, and that is great, and I love to hear an athlete be honest, but at the same time, it does lend itself to questions about where his motivation may be. And yeah, it's a little bit awkward when you come into a year, it's a contract year, and now you're being asked to come off the bench, and you've been starting, and now you don't get to start for a game, and you come off the bench, and you're feeling some kind of way. And he went out there and did what he needed to do, which was play great. He played a great game. He showed an ability to pass. He showed better defense, I thought, an ability to rebound. He scored. And then in the post game, he said things that many people are interpreting as bad.
Well, I don't know if you interpret it as bad. For me, again, sometimes you have to play the game a little bit. And when someone says, as Zaza Nothing Easy said to us right here in these seats yesterday, when something like this happens, you have to be a pro. Well, what does that mean? I think for a lot of people, it means go out on the floor and perform. And Jonathan did. His best game of the season, that part is wonderful. But to me, being a pro means much more than just how you perform on the court. It is how you conduct yourself at all times, and more so, because who cares how we take it?
Right.
I want to know how the locker room takes it. And when we're less than a week beyond when Steph Curry says this is a beautiful locker room and there is flat out no room for your negative energy, there's no room there. If it's not your night, it's not your night. If the staff asks you to do this, you do this. If they ask you to do that, you do that. That's a paraphrasing of what Steph Curry just said last week. And so to me, be a pro means perform, and then be a pro means also tell the reporters, maybe not necessarily the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, like I really wish for Jonathan Kuminga, this is what, for me, the bottom line is, you got to trust this organization, man. They've earned it. They've earned it. And I know that Jonathan and his people may respond, this is the organization that I've had a hard time breaking through and getting into the lineup with for the last 4 years. Well, I'd argue back, they had very good reasons for doing it the way that they did. And you did get drafted early, but by a team that's trying to win a title. And so, yes, it's harder to crack the rotation. And they're not going to just develop you because you're supposed to be developed. You've got to earn your way on the court. And if this is going to make him his best player, and if this is going to help the Warriors be their best selves, then you go to the microphone after and say, that is what I am here to do. I am here to be my best, and I am here to make the team the best, period, whatever that means.
Well, it's not that easy when you have a young player and a guy who maybe isn't as trained in American media. And I don't know about the English language. That might be a bit of a leap, but I do know that he has tended to speak his mind more frankly than older players and more veteran players and players who have spent their whole life here in the United States. And so, in general, when he's asked a question, he gives you the answer. And if that's how he's feeling, then I don't condemn him for feeling, for expressing his feelings. The bigger problem to me is, why are we feeling this way? And he's allowed to feel how he wants to feel, but really, in that spot, you are 22 years old, and you know, you're in a spot where you're playing for a contract, and you're going to get your minutes anyway. Does it really matter if you start or not? And also the idea about him finding out via text, which was the report that came out that Steve Kerr told him via text that he wouldn't be starting. And does that really affect you? Does that really bother you? Maybe it does, but the fact that this is more of a storyline than, you know, what took place last night is a big deal for me.
Brother, you played 28 minutes.
Yep.
You went 6 of 13 from the field. You hit all your free throws. You scored 17 points. You had your best game of the year. Like, I would love to see Jonathan telling reporters behind the scenes, wow, maybe we found something.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal. And I know that Moody also had 17, and Pajemski and Waters and Buddy Hield all scored more. But I tell you what, I was pretty inspired by that Warrior effort from top to bottom last night. You fall down by 20 points in your home building, and your star and your second star are both out. And then you do what you did there. Their defensive effort was incredible. Their spacing, I thought, was really, really good. They looked gelled already, despite the fact that there are a lot of new players out there. They didn't just score the basketball. They played a very smart basketball game on both ends of the floor. You'd love to see every member of the team hit the locker room and be clapping hands and saying that was great. And by the way, I don't want to overstate where John, he didn't do anything crazy. He's not pushing against it. I'm going to keep going back to Steph Curry's words. There's no room for your negative energy. This is going to look different on different nights for different people, especially this early in the season. And clearly to me, Jonathan Kuminga looked better in this role.
Right.
So I would hope and believe the Warriors will do this again tonight.
I think that they're going to do it a lot more going forward, and I certainly would if I look at, you know, the rotation and the pieces that you have and what he can do. And I said this during the crossover, I do think that Kuminga off the bench with the second unit gives him a lot more offensive freedom, because when you play with the starters and it's Draymond running things and Steph, Kuminga is going to be the third option at best, and really probably the fourth option, because you have Andrew Wiggins as well when everyone is back. And if he comes off the bench and it's Buddy Hield and maybe Melton or Anderson, and it's Kuminga and maybe Looney, maybe GP2, whatever the combo is, pods, then Kuminga can be either the number one scorer, the number two scorer. He could be the dude in that second unit where with the starters, he's not going to be that guy.
Well, I think there's also something else at work here, and it has nothing to do with basketball. It has to do with social media. And I really didn't like this. I don't know if you saw this, but the word sort of broke via the local people like Anthony Slater, but also through Shams, whatever.
Yeah.
He sent out a graphic below his tweet, and I have no idea if Shams is in charge of that or if it's ESPN and their people, but Shams tweeted out that Jonathan Kuminga is not starting tonight, and he's moving to a bench role, at least for tonight. Underneath that is a huge graphic, and in that square is a picture, a big picture of Jonathan Kuminga. And underneath that, in the biggest, boldest, most capital letters you could find, is the word benched.
Right, right.
Now, we know damn well that these players see that. Trayvon Diggs went chasing after a dude after the Niner game the other night for something that was tweeted literally in the middle of the game. It's almost like these guys' phones are embedded in their head or in their helmet in the middle of the game. So I think that has a lot to do with this. Jonathan might have felt somewhat embarrassed by the fact that he had to come off the bench, and he shouldn't. There's no shame in that. Again, you ended up with 28 minutes and 17 points.
Right.
That's wonderful. We'll take that every night. Why is that the way ESPN decides to pass along the news? Because the word benched.
And they weren't alone. Well, they weren't alone.
Yeah, and the word benched has a connotation to it. Benched, to me, if you Anthony Richardson got benched, he ain't playing this week.
Right.
Moving to a different role is a little bit different than all caps benched.
I'm glad you pointed that out, because for me, benched is Mike Singletary to Vernon Davis at halftime when he says, you know, go to the locker room and get off my sideline. Yep. You're not going to play anymore. That's being benched. When you get moved out of the starting lineup and you still play 28 minutes, you said?
Yep.
That's not being benched. That means that you're going to come off the bench. That's not being benched. And so I agree with you about the verbiage and the overarching headline of it. And I think that it's a little bit of a lazy thing to do, because you look at it and Kuminga comes off the bench. And so you say benched, and now it's going to draw more eyes than the actual reality, which is he's going to come off the bench.
Yeah.
Which is something he's done more in his career than he has actually started. So it's been more of a natural role for him than him starting the game. So is that really him being benched?
I don't know, man. Yeah, like that would be my whole message to this guy. Is you can walk over to him right now and be, do you know that there was a guy in this very uniform that came off of the bench as the sixth man and won MVP of the NBA Finals doing it? Like, there is no shame here. Take that part out of it. If there's something else that you want to talk to the organization about, if you want to say, I need to be playing with Steph, or I need to be playing with Wiggs, Draymond, whatever. It's a rotational thing, coach. Maybe there would be open ears to that. But if your issue is just that you're embarrassed by this, or there's some sort of cachet that comes with starting, man, release that. Trust the organization and look at the box score. It went a lot better. Like, let's do that.
Right.
No.
You played better and you guys won.
And we played better. Right. Yes. All right. Live from Thrive City outside of Chase Center, brought to you by Xfinity, and we're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570. Greg Cosell in 45 minutes, 1 hour away from our first opportunity to give you Warriors Nets tickets next month. But also, let's play a little Warriors Survivor coming up next.
Okay.
Because I was really impressed by Lindy Waters, and he has got to be in this rotation, which means someone else has got to go out.
Yeah.
So who is it?
A lot of someone else's.
888-957-9570. Tough choice. If you had to pick one, who would it be? We'll take your calls next on Willard and Dibs.